This is Stefan, and I know what's new. What's new is in Psalm 7 today, a song about your enemies. And we don't want to get the wrong picture here, that we're supposed to get revenge. Please don't ever get that idea. But it's in the context of all the other scriptures that talk about the enemies, and we should pray for them, certainly, and hold them up and pray that someday they'll even be saved. You know, it could turn out that they turned out to be the ones that they were saved, and we were left there holding the bag. You know, but we don't want to be holding any bag or anything. Psalm 7 says, I am depending on thee, O Yahweh, my mighty one, to save me from my persecutors. Don't let them pounce upon me as a lion. And a lion that would maul me and drag me away with no one to rescue me. Verse 3, it would be different, Yahweh, if I were doing evil things, if I were paying back evil for good or unjustly attacking those that I dislike. Then it would be right for thee to let my enemies destroy me and crush me to the ground and trample my life out in the dust. But my Yahweh, arise in anger against the anger of my enemies and awake. Demand justice for me and right ruling, Yahweh. Verse 7 and 8, gather all peoples before thee. Sit high above them, judging their sins. Justify me publicly. Establish my honor and truth before them all. And all wickedness, O Yahweh, and bless all who truly worship Yahweh. For thee, the righteous Yahweh, you look deeply within the hearts of men and examine all their motives and their thoughts. Verse 10, Yahweh is my shield. He will defend me. He saves those whose hearts and lives are true and right. He sits on the throne judging righteously. Yahweh is a judge who is perfectly fair, and he is angry with the wicked every day. Unless they repent, he will sharpen his sword and slay them. And that word repent means to have a change of heart, a change of attitude, and obviously in the correct direction. And he has bent and strung his bow and fitted it with deadly arrows made from shafts of fire. The wicked man conceives an evil plot. He labors with its dark details and brings to birth his treachery and lies. Let them fall into his own trap. Or let him fall. May the violence he plans for others boomerang upon himself, and let him die. Oh, how grateful and thankful I am to thee, Yahweh, because thou art so good. I will sing praises to the name of Yahweh, who is above all lords. Oh, how grateful and thankful I am to the mighty one, Yahweh, because he is so good. I will sing praise to the name of Yahweh, who is above all lords. And verse 8, actually that was verse 17. Now we're going to go to chapter 8, or Psalm number 8 there, in the book of Psalms, in the scriptures. And I'm reading from the living paraphrase. And then part of this is going to be from the King James. When we get down to verse 4 there. O Yahweh, our mighty one, the majesty and esteem of your name, the glory or esteem of your name, fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. Thou hast taught the little children to praise thee perfectly. May their example shame and silence thy enemies. When I look up into the night skies and see the work of your fingers, and I look up in the night skies and see the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars thou hast made. I cannot understand how that you can bother with me, a mere puny man, to pay any attention to him. And let's read over there in the King James in chapter 8, in Psalm 8, verse 4. See how that sounds. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the messengers or angels, and has crowned him with honor and esteem. So actually, this verse is talking about the Messiah, Yahushua, who came to die for our sins and who rose from the grave after 3 nights and 3 days. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the messengers, at least temporarily there, when he came to earth, and has crowned him with esteem and honor. See also Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, speaking of the Messiah in verse 6, Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. And then back to the living now in Psalm 8, verse 7. All sheep and oxen and wild animals, everything you have put under your authority, the birds and fish and all the life in the sea. And then here in the Living Version it says, they use the name Jehovah. And actually, they're pretty close. It would be Yahovah, but that was, or Yahweh, but that was very close. O Jehovah, our mighty one, the majesty and esteem of your name fills the earth. And speaking of repentance there, back in the 7th Psalm, where it said in Psalm 7, verse 11, Yahweh is a judge who is perfectly fair. He is angry with the wicked every day. And verse 12 says, unless they repent, he will sharpen his sword and slay them. Also, that applies to us, that if we don't repent. What goes along with that? Well, Mark 16, Acts 2:38, and many, many other verses of Scripture. Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized or immersed. Repent. So turn from our sins, have a change of attitude, have a change of heart, in a conservative way and an orthodox way there, a scriptural way. So repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the pure spirit. Or it says here, the Holy Ghost. The gift of the pure spirit. What goes along that also is Acts 10, also Ezekiel 18:30. So I can't go to all of them because we're up to almost up to 10 minutes here. And we've got to spin some nice gospel songs, but this is more important. Let's go to 10:46 then and see if I can. That'll have to be it because I just lost my place there where these other references were that I just gave you. 10:46. For they heard them, well, here it is, the circumcision which believed were astonished, so the Gentiles and the Jews were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles, or the strangers who were grafted in, the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, the pure spirit, the spirit of the Father. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. And then Peter answered and said, can any man forbid water that these should not be immersed, which have received the Ruach, the pure spirit, as well as we have? And he commanded them to be immersed or baptized in the name of Yahweh. That was very important, in the name of, not in the title of, but in the name of Yahweh. And they prayed him to tarry certain days. So that was the end of Acts chapter 10. Thank you very much for joining us. The email address is StephanYah@YahvehYahweh.net. Have a good day and a beautiful forever. Maranatha. Messiah is coming soon. He's coming quickly in the air. Be ready. Shalom. StephanYah. This is your brother Stephan here with Psalm 9 today. We're reading from the Scriptures, the Living Paraphrase. And it says, O Yahweh, I will praise thee with all my heart. I'll tell everybody about the marvelous things that you do. I'll be glad, yes, filled with joy because of thee. I will sing your praises, O Yahweh, above all, O Most High. My enemies will fall back and perish in your presence. You have vindicated me. You have endorsed my work, declaring from your throne that it is good. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked, blotting out their names forever and ever. O enemies of mine, you are doomed forever. Yahweh will destroy your cities, even the memory of them will disappear. But Yahweh, the Almighty, the Father, lives on forever. He sits upon his throne to judge justly the nations of the world. All who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. That's Psalm 9, verses 7 through 9 so far. All who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. All those who know thy mercy, Yahweh, will count on thee for help, for thou hast never forsaken those who don't trust in you.
Verse 13 says, O now, Yahweh,
have mercy on me. See how I suffer at the hands of those who hate me. Yahweh, snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me, so that I can praise you publicly before all the people at Jerusalem's gates, and rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations fall into the pitfalls they have dug for themselves. The nations fall into the pitfalls they have dug for others. The trap they set has snapped on them. Yahweh is famous for the way he punishes the wicked in their own snares. The wicked shall be sent away to the grave. This is the fate of all the nations forgetting Yahweh. For the needs of the people shall not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor shall not always be crushed. For the needs of the needy shall not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor shall not always be crushed. Verse 19 now, O Yahweh, arise and judge and punish the nations. Do not let them conquer thee. Make them tremble in fear. Put the nations in their place until at last they know, but they are but puny men. This is about the enemy now again. Psalm 10. Yahweh, but Yahweh, why are you standing aloof and far away? Why do you hide when I need you most? Come and deal with all those proud and wicked men who viciously persecute the poor. Pour upon these men the evil they plan for others. For these men brag of all their evil lusts. They revile Yahweh and congratulate those that Yahweh abhors, whose only goal in life is money. Abhor means to hate or something that's disgusted. They revile Yahweh and congratulate those that Yahweh abhors, whose only goal in life is money. These wicked men, so proud and haughty, seem to think that Yahweh is dead. They wouldn't think of looking for him. Yet there is success in everything they do, and their enemies fall before them. They do not see thy punishment awaiting them. They boast that neither Yahweh nor man can ever keep them down. Somehow they'll find a way, they say. Their mouths are full of profanity and lies and fraud. They are always boasting of their evil plans. They lurk in dark alleys of the city and murder passers-by. Like lions, they crouch silently, waiting to pounce upon the poor. Like hunters, they catch their victims in their traps. The unfortunate are overwhelmed by their superior strength. Or the weak are overwhelmed by their superior strength and fall beneath their blows. Yahweh isn't watching, they say to themselves. He'll never know. O Yahweh, arise, O Yah, crush them. Don't forget the poor or anyone else in need. Why dost thou let the wicked get away with this contempt for Yahweh? For they think that Yahweh will never call them to account. O Yahweh, you see what they are doing. You have noted each evil act. Thou knowest what trouble and grief they have caused. Now please punish them. O Yahweh, the poor man trusts himself to you. Thou art known as the helper of the helpless. Break the arms of these wicked men. Go after them until the last of them is destroyed. Yahweh is king forever and forever. Those who follow after other Elohim or other gods shall be swept from this land. And then finally in verses 17 and 18, Yahweh, you know the hopes of humble people. Surely thou wilt hear the cries. You will hear our cries and comfort our hearts by helping us. Thou wilt be with the orphans and all who are oppressed, so that mere earthy man will terrify them no longer. And you could read that in your scriptures as well. Maybe you've got a different version. King James would be good. That's Psalm 10. Psalm chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Yahweh, you know the hopes of humble people. Surely thou wilt hear the cries, their cries, and comfort their hearts by helping them. Thought for today in Psalm 11. This is Stephen Yahweh here, and David is talking to then enemies. at that time. Psalm 11, how dare you tell me when I am trusting in Yahweh? How dare you tell me, flee to the mountains for safety, when I am trusting in Yahweh? For the wicked have strung their bows, drawn their arrows tight against the bowstrings, and aim from ambush at the people of Yahweh. We are told law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do but flee? But Yahweh is still in his separated temple. He still rules from heaven. He closely watches everything that happens here on earth. He puts the righteous and the wicked to the test. He hates those loving violence. He will rain down fire and brimstone on the wicked and scorch them with his burning wind. For Yahweh is good, and he loves goodness. The Yahweh-like goodly shall see his face, or his face shines down in mercy and joy upon the good. There in the King James, we've been reading from the Living, paraphrase. And backing up to verse 6, he will rain down fire and brimstone for the wicked and scorch them with his burning wind. Well, there's a global warming coming someday. And the end times, the battle of Armageddon, and much more. But, you know, we're looking forward to that because we will be in a place of safety, just like Noah and his family were in the ark. Now in chapter and Psalm 12, Yahweh help! Goodly men are fast disappearing. Where in all the world can dependable men be found? Everyone deceives and flatters and lies. There is no sincerity left. Where in the world can dependable men be found? But Yahweh will not deal gently with people who act like that. He will destroy those proud liars who say, we will lie to our heart's content. Our lips are our own. Who can stop us? But Yahweh, the Father, replies, I will arise and defend the oppressed, the poor, the needy. I will rescue them as they have longed for me to do. Yahweh's promise is sure. He speaks no careless word. All he says is purest truth, like silver seven times refined. O Yahweh, we know that thou wilt forever preserve your own from the reach of evil men, although they prowl on every side, and vileness is praised throughout the land. In Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, Yahweh, forever? How long wilt thou look the other way when I am in need? How long must I be in hiding, daily anguish in my heart? How long shall my enemy have the upper hand? Answer me, O Yahweh, my mighty one. Give me light in my darkness, lest I die. Don't let my enemies say, we have conquered him. Don't let them gloat that I am down. But I will always trust in thee and in thy mercy and rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing to Yahweh because he has blessed me so richly. A Psalm of David to the chief musician, Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And, of course, we're going to correct the word G-O-D there. That's a corruption, actually. So we're going to change it to Y-H-V-H. Or the Mighty One would be okay. It's just a title. It's not a name. There is no Mighty One. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Mighty One or no Creator. There is no Yahweh. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And in Romans 3:10 it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's Romans 3:10. But back to the psalm. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Yahweh. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. That was verse 3. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the works and workers of iniquity no knowledge? Those who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Yahweh? There were they in great fear, for Yahweh is in the generation of the righteous. You have shamed the counsel of the poor because Yahweh is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion.
Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When Yahweh brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 15, a psalm of David. Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy separated hill? He that walks uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Those are the ones who will abide in his tabernacle. Those who walk uprightly, work righteousness, and speak the truth in their hearts. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And over in the living, in that Psalm 15, I read the last couple of verses for you there. The faithful followers of Yahweh, who keep a promise even if it ruins him, does not crush his debtors with high interest rates. He refuses to testify against the innocent despite the bribes offered him. Such a man shall stand firm forever. And where it says the word man, that can also refer to mankind, or to men and women and children. Such a person, oh, that's even better, such a person shall stand firm forever.
The thought for today is from Psalm 16. I just have to read this from the King James. In this particular Psalm 16, preserve me, O Yahweh, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto Yahweh, thou art my mighty one. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another Elohim or God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Yahweh is the portion of my inheritance, of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Now we'll read that also in the living there, so it'll be even more clear and poetic too in the living paraphrase in a moment here. Yahweh is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless Yahweh, who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Now we'll find out about the reins there, a different translation of that in the living. And then verse 8, I have set Yahweh always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my esteem rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine separated one to see corruption. That's the famous verse there, talking about our Messiah, and also about those who are in Messiah, his believers. Those believers and saints out there who are set apart and saved and filled with the Spirit by the Mighty One, by the Savior himself. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy or pure one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and the presence, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. And before we go on to Psalm 17, let's kick in the living here and see what that sounds like on the air. Save me, O Yahweh, because I have come to you for refuge. I said to him, you are my Yahweh. I have no other help but yours. I want the company of the goodly men and women in the land. They are the true nobility. Those choosing other Elohim shall all be filled with sorrow. I will not offer the offerings they do, or even speak the names of their Elohim. Now here we go. Yahweh himself is my inheritance, my prize. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. He sees that I am given pleasant brooks and meadows as my share. What a wonderful inheritance! I will bless Yahweh who counsels me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do. I am always thinking of Yahweh, and because he is so near, I never need to stumble or to fall. Heart, body, and soul are filled with joy. For you will not leave me among the dead. You will not allow your beloved one to rot in the grave. You have let me experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasures of your own eternal presence. Okay, there we go. I will bless Yahweh who counsels me. See, so the counseling or reigning me. He gives me wisdom in the night, and he tells me what to do. Then on to Psalm 17. All right, yeah. I am pleading for your help, O Yahweh, for I have been honest and have done what is right. And you must listen to my earnest cry. Publicly acquit me, Yahweh, for thou art always fair. You have tested me and seen that I am good. You have come even in the night and found nothing amiss, and know that I have told the truth. I have followed thy commands and have not gone along with cruel and evil men. My feet have not slipped from your paths. Why am I praying like this? Because I know that thou wilt answer me, O Yahweh. Thou wilt answer me. Yes, listen, as I pray, show me thy strong love in wonderful ways, O Savior of all those seeking thy help against their foes. Protect me as you would the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings as you hover over me. My enemies encircle me with murder in their eyes. They are pitiless and arrogant. Listen to their boasting. They close in upon me and are ready to throw me to the ground. They are like lions eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding and waiting their chance. O Yahweh, arise and stand against them. Push them back. Come and save me from these men of the world, whose only concern is earthly gain. These men whom you have filled with your treasures, so that your children and grandchildren are rich and prosperous. Now we're coming to the very last verse. Okay, verse 15. But as for me, my contentment is not in wealth, but in seeing thee and knowing all is well between us. So my contentment is not in wealth, but in knowing all is well between us. When I awake in heaven, I will be fully satisfied, for I will see thee face to face.
We've been hearing Psalm 7 through 17. Psalms 7 through Psalm 17 here on The Thought for Today. We invite you to write us. Hit the contact button on the webpage. Our website is www.yahweh.name. Shalom.